It's turkey looky 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 night.
I mean, you had to do it as I was yawning.
You want me to start again?
No, it's fine.
No. Okay,
happy Thanksgiving Eve. This is how we're spending our Thanksgiving Eve. We no longer party on Thanksgiving Eve.
We're here for our podcast. And here we go. Cue music. And we're back. Listen, we're dad so hard. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. We're thankful for our fans. Let's get that out of the way.
We are. Listen, we are thankful for episode 57. Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney.
And we are two dads.
Dads extraordinaire.
I'm looking at you going like, what are we, Danny? We're two gentlemen, two men of the evening, two fathers.
Yep.
Who dads, are
so you need to know.
Yeah, and we're fighting for the rights, the hashtag us two movement. We're out there, everybody.
I forgot that you started that.
And I'm not giving it up. Hashtag us two, everybody. Men and fathers. Fathers, we count. We count dads. Don't you forget it. And speaking of that, it is the eve before Thanksgiving. So hopefully you're listening to the I'm gonna try to post this tonight, which is the night before Thanksgiving. Hopefully everybody enjoys. I'm a big fan of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's a big tradition.
Oh, you watch it?
I have to watch it.
Mary Jane watches it. I kind of like it because she does this whole thing like for her, the holiday season, like Christmas season, does not start until Santa shows up at the Macy's Day Parade.
That's the best.
So I kind of love that she like. What the, you know what I mean? Like it's like a tradition.
Is it like a decorate? Does she treat the parade like almost like when you're going for a run, you do your like walk and your jog? Like she's sort of like getting ready for the holidays, the and then it's a warm up. But then as soon as Santa crossed the line, she's like decorations out the door.
Yeah, it's instantaneous.
That is all. I feel like you can now sense it and watching it with her. I can feel like I can see the excitement building. Yeah. I'm a big fan of
funny. Like I was upstairs before and I was. Like we have like pumpkins still out.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I think I'm gonna throw these pumpkins away. And I was like, no, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. I will wait a day before I throw these pumpkins out. I actually don't know how they haven't gone bad. We had them since the end of September.
I would say we had two sets of pumpkins we bought from different places. One set crapped out 2 weeks ago. We have two or three that are still holding on strong. But I'm on Friday morning, kicked to the curb. Garbage guys come Halloween, Thanksgiving. It's over. Orange and brown are gone. White and red.
Red and white and red. No, red.
Should be red and white. Red and white.
Green.
No, red. Is it red and green? Oh, red and white. No, I guess I was thinking like Santa. The Santa fur and the red, but it is red and green.
White. I thought you were gonna say white and blue. I thought you were gonna go Hanukkah on us.
Well, I was gonna go red, white, and blue, which sounds 4th of July, but it's actually red, green, and blue because of the Hanukkah. And maybe silver. Maybe silver in our house.
Red, green, and blue is so those are like the LED colors. Like remember those old school TVs that had the
oh my god, amazing. Well, so then we do the our Thanksgiving. So tomorrow if you're listening, hopefully you saw the parade. Hopefully you ate a very healthy either early. In our family, we like to do what I call the late lunch, early dinner. We're doing a 4 p.m. dinner
we're
time.
Doing 3:30. Wait, are you hosting?
Yeah, we're having it at our house right upstairs.
I'm going to my sister-in-law's, so it's nice. I don't have to do anything.
What's your total head count?
I think it's going to be like 30. Ooh. That's American.
Oh, that's
fucking crazy.
That's an event. No, we have like we'll have 10.
I could probably escape for 2 hours and no one would even know.
Yeah. Well, you just hide one of your kids. You leave, hide one of your kids in a closet. Nobody will ever know you're gone because they'll assume you're with the kid.
That's a good
so
point.
When Brady, if you said, Brady, you're going to hang out in this closet. Here's an iPad. I'm going down the block for a drink or two. When I come back, and they'll be like, where were you? Oh, me and Brady were hanging out.
Yeah. We went for a walk.
And then are you doing any running? You didn't do a turkey trot?
No. I'm going to try to wake up and go for a run. The last 2 weeks, I have been eating like shit, not really working out. So I figure I'll just ride it through Thanksgiving and then start getting back in shape.
Well, and Danny, I believe in the last 2 weeks was the last time we recorded, you were a week, I believe a week into your eating healthy habit.
No.
You were at one point, you were like a week into like, I'm going clean, no candy.
Whatever.
That,
you win some, you lose some.
That lasted. I'm not doing it all.
Yeah.
Are you with your wife's family or your family for Thanksgiving?
We're all going to be together. So we're going to be at my wife's sister's, but my family's coming over.
Oh, they incorporate. Yep,
both families are going to be together.
We go to Albany on Saturday for my wife's family. So her family, like everybody in her family goes with the spouses, and then we reconvene on Saturday. So we have like a second.
So you do like two Thanksgivings.
It's like two Thanksgivings.
You don't leftovers.
Not even leftovers. The guy, her cousin makes an original meal. Like he's a full blown cook. Perfect. Like, and that's like a larger 30 person. And then this Sunday, we have already planned is decoration day in the Dunleavy household.
Do you cook the turkey when you host? What are your duties? Like, are you turkey guy?
My fatherly duties were, I did the grocery shopping last Sunday.
Okay.
I brought up some chairs, but we only needed two. So I brought up the two extra chairs we needed for the basement. I am setting up maybe an additional table.
You're really going above and beyond.
I'm setting up an additional table. And I have to make, instead of mashed potatoes, I like to do mashed cauliflower with like ricotta, parmesan, and mozzarella cheese. And a lot of
so money. You make that. That's the only contribution.
I'm making that dish. Uh-oh. Did you see what happened?
No.
Are you not watching this on the screen? A tornado, a giant beast.
No, just I saw her come in. Yeah.
You couldn't hear it. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
I couldn't hear it. Sorry. Yeah.
Hi, Emily. She's running downstairs.
$100.
No, I said $20 every time you hear me curse. No, 20. So I earlier this evening, Emily, I told my brother was here, and I said, every time you curse, you're going to have to give her. And he goes, I'll give her a dollar. And I go, Emily is higher. She's higher priced than a dollar.
Yeah.
I go, she's a $20 girl.
She's a lot.
No, I said 20. Oh, you then,
he,
you.
He changed it because he said curse words in front of me, and he didn't want to pay as much.
No, I said 20. She elevated it, Danny, to 100. So then smart. She was like, you owe me 450. I was like, no.
Entrepreneur.
No, 20, Emily. I told you I'd give you 20.
Entrepreneur.
Danny. All right. So we are, so what else am I doing? So I'm doing the cauliflower, and then my stepmother-in-law is here.
I wanted to.
And so we're barbecuing our chicken tomorrow. And she knows how to, okay. I don't know.
Wait, chicken or turkey?
turkey.
You said chicken.
We're barbecuing our turkey. We're putting it on the barbecue. Okay. And so I'm trusting and going with faith in the Lord. She's going to be on it. And so hopefully my wife is divided and conquered. Today they actually prepped a lot of stuff. So.
I kind of want to contribute a dessert, but for selfish reasons, because no one, for some reason, I love sweet potato pie. No one ever makes it.
We're not we're not a sweet potato pie person either. We're not a family.
I love sweet potato pie. I don't like pumpkin pie.
I love a pumpkin pie for dessert.
Not me.
I like a pumpkin pie, but I do enjoy sweet potato pie for dinner, like a savory
sweet potato casserole
on top. Yeah, casserole, yeah, with the marshmallows on top.
Yeah,
it's not a family. I don't think that's an Italian or Irish staple. Grew up with that? I never grew up. It was like at a random person came over for Thanksgiving.
Fucking love sweet potato pie.
No, it is. It's 9:53, Emily. Yeah, you probably should be asleep right now. I mean, this is.
Yeah, this is. You're really proving that dad's not that good a dad. Can't put
that
you to
sometimes
bed.
Dadding hard means you're not the best dad, and that's okay. We do our best. How do I put you to bed, Emily? You know, you're 8 and a half years old. You're supposed to be reading your book. All right, well, you have to give me 15 minutes, and then I'll come back up. I think mommy heard you. It's coming down. What? You can put a light on. You know how to put a light on. No one pop her there. They'll go talk to you. Okay, then hang out on color with me, and then we're done. I mean, Emily, this is.
I'll try to scale back on the cursing.
Yeah. First of all, this is, let's be real here. This is Emily's game plan to get on the podcast. I earlier tonight did a, I fibbed to you, but I think you read through my fib, Emily, when I said I was going down to the basement to do some podcast work. I didn't want to say I was recording the podcast.
I have to wait for my kids to actually be asleep because there's no controlling them.
Well, do your kids understand what the podcast is? No.
No.
Yeah. No, Emily's no. Full blown, like, you're borderline subscribed to it and listening. She's probably going to start commenting and be our big guest. She's the one writing in all the feedback.
It would help. It would help, actually. Quite frankly.
Start doing that, Emily. Right.
She can start doing that.
We'll take all the feedback we can get. So, okay. Danny, what are you contributing? So, I'm contributing a low level of output tomorrow, but I will contribute.
You're hosting. So,
I'm hosting like five people and I'm eating a lot.
I'm not hosting. So I'm contributing literally nothing unless I make this sweet potato pie that I just spoke
what
about.
What is Mary Jane bringing?
Although we did give our cooler and coffee machine. So
that's two. Are you bringing ice?
No.
Okay. That's something that people always forget. The other thing is, what about ice cream? My new thing. This is going to be a new tip for guys out there. If you don't want to bring wine, because everybody goes to somebody's house and you bring like a $15 bottle of wine.
Especially if kids are there.
Well, and you could bring a higher end ice cream. You get the Talenti ice cream, because Talenti is like a premium ice cream and it's not something everybody always buys themselves.
Or bring
it's
a smaller jar. Dove Magnum.
Yeah, Dove. Yeah, bring Magnum. If you bring a premium ice cream, then that's a really nice dessert that people don't normally buy themselves.
That's
and they serve it and it looks nice.
But you have to confirm that there's freezer space.
Oh
yeah, you could totally screw things up if there's no freezer space.
100%. Yeah, especially when you're there 3 hours before desserts being served, because normally desserts go on a count
right away.
Okay, so that's a little bit of a wrinkle in the bring the dessert and not the wine. But
you can still bring it. Just call ahead.
Call or bring it on ice, and then therefore you're bringing a bag of ice, and
you're also bringing ice. You know, you got to bring it on in dry ice. And then one of the kids puts their palms on it and burns all their fingertips off.
Yeah, you're going to buy a Yeti cooler. Emily, what
the hell is that?
They're little rocks.
Oh, so very we cool. Have,
you, this is no one of the biggest ripoffs in the world is anybody goes to one of these fairs. We went to one. I'm going to hold this up to the camera. What's inside? So we literally, I spent $20 or $25 for a box. A little bucket, this little plastic bucket. You can see the size of my hand. This cost me $25. It was filled with sand and rocks.
I kind of like that.
And then, they went to a water. They waited online at a water thing and poured the sand in to filter it to see the rocks you get.
Are they all different types of rocks? Like it tells you what they are?
Yes.
That's pretty cool then.
Yeah, but you know how much, first of all, you know, it took them probably 25 Google searches to create the decoration on this box. This probably cost 25 cents. The rocks inside are definitely cheap.
I mean, we're getting...
It was a money-making scam.
Now we're getting, like, okay, how much do you think it costs to make a Louis Vuitton bag? You know what I mean?
100%, but I just...
$50?
Yeah, true. So,
and
but
they
it
charge
was,
you $1,500?
Listen, I'm not complaining about the spend because I will spend anything on my kids, but I'm more upset that I did not think of this money-making machine business.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Be bitter about that.
I'm more bitter that some other guy is making money on my back. This does look like a shark tooth. It looks like my tooth. So you're not contributing. And then, Danny, one thing for fans of this podcast, if you have listened to it, Danny is a giant, giant Christmas fan. I know in our logo, our original logo has Danny dressed as Santa Claus.
That's right.
We'll post that puppy back up for people to see it. But Danny, are you reconfiguring your, like, I realized at the end of last year, I went out when things were on sale.
No, but what are you talking about? For like decorations?
Yeah. So like at the end of last
year, decoration.
I bought decorations on sale.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they've been sitting in the closet, and now Sunday we want to decorate the house, and we have zero plan. Like I did not map out a plan of what
we don't have a plan. No, our plan is always just take out the bins of decorations and go from there. So like we'll start with like the tree.
Yeah.
And then we'll do, okay, we're going to do inside or we're going to do outside. That's the extent of our plan. But we always usually start with a tree.
Are you adding? Do we add on more decorations? Like we've only been here 3 years.
We do add on stuff. Like Mary Jane bought some candy canes for outside, yeah, which we've been in the market for a while. So we're pretty excited about that.
the new addition for the candy cane. Are they like driveway lined? Are those candy canes?
Yeah, for like the walkway. I don't think they light up though. Those, I want like the real old. I want to go all old school, like those plastic light up decoration.
Well, that's another thing. If somebody could find the giant plastic, we had a plastic Santa and Mrs. Claus growing up.
Yeah,
I don't think you could find that at old.
Snowman.
I think they sell those. You could maybe find them.
One year I want to go super religious and get like a legitimate nativity scene in the lawn with like the hay and everything.
What I thought about.
Grandma had that in her yard.
Yeah, my mother had ceramics, like a big ceramic one. What I want to do is I want to actually go, and I don't think I have the property in my front yard right now to do it, but what I would love to do is every night for 30 minutes do a living nativity and hire a family to actually be like the wise men, Jesus, and just like 30 minutes every night. And have a real, wouldn't that be awesome, Emily? I mean, I think that'd be phenomenal if somebody had a living nativity every time in the front yard. That'd be
fun. Yeah. And if you don't have enough room, just do it with all midgets.
Correct. Oh my God.
How phenomenal. Right?
Just big and tight. But then what would you use for the baby? A doll? A real baby.
Yeah, doll.
I guess a real baby.
A real baby.
I mean, I guess you guys really think outside the box.
Yeah.
We're the one that wants to hire people.
Well, I do want to hire people. I want to say.
I'm the crazy one.
So Danny, what else going? I know we're talking about what's coming up, but what happened? Anything exciting? So there was a photo. If anybody, can you please share the story on this Instagram? I got a text.
I posted it.
But what's I got? I woke up. I looked at my phone. I hadn't seen it for a couple hours. And for people out there, I got to open my phone and I saw a picture of Danny trapped between two, I call those the level or doors. We have them in our house.
Yeah, like
folding closet doors.
Yeah, I got stuck in the closet. We're playing hide and go seek. And I tried to look for, I worked from home today, so it was nice. I was playing with the kids all day. And then we were playing a little hide and go seek. I had a great hiding spot in the closet, but I didn't realize how close the door was to the shelf. So I literally, like, my head was stuck the shelf and the door once I closed it.
What's happening in the photo here? Your head's legit stuck.
Yeah, I was trying to open it, but every time I opened it, it pressed my head against the shelf.
I mean, that's brilliant.
It was awful. It hurt.
That looks, I love it.
And Mary Jane tried to whip the closet door open, and it like stuck right on my cheek, and I screamed. It was brutal.
Extreme hide and go seek.
That is extreme hide and go seek. I think it's funny because in our house, like, there's only, I feel like it's, you have to play hide and go seek once every 6 months because there's only so many spots that you can hide in the house.
Well, my kids are awful at, they're just awful in general at hide and go seek because they, as soon as they hide, they say, "I'm over here, Mom."
Oh, yeah,
that's
how
Shane is.
And then when you're hiding, they're not very good lookers. Like Cody was looking directly at me, and he goes, "He's not in here." And then he just kept walking.
Well, then they go, "Okay, Dad, where are you? Where are you, Dad?"
That's what Brady was doing, and he kept running around the house, and he was going, "Mommy, Daddy, where are you?" And neither of us were giving in, and then he started getting upset. Like, he thought like we were legitimately gone, so then I gave in. Mary Jane refused. She was like, "I wasn't going to give in first."
Oh, my God. I love the fact that you both did it. When we do it, where one of us just goes, okay, one of us has to play out and go seek, and it's usually me. But Shane hides. Like, he'll hide in the same spot, like, behind a pillow. I'm like, "I see you." And then
Cody just laid down in the middle of the floor and put his face like face down. It's like, "Buddy, I see you. I almost walked on, I tripped on you."
Well, the game is, if I can't see you, you can't see me.
100%.
Eyes are closed. I can't see you. You can't see me. No way, no way, no way, Jose.
No. It's a good game.
Danny, so do you have, I do have a, what did Vinny do this week? I have to remember it. But did you have a remember, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. We introduced a couple of new segments. One of them was, do you know what this is?
Oh, with like the social media, like the new things?
Or anything in the world, like something your kids are doing, and you have to challenge me to see, do I know what it was? Did you, I thought you thought you, you may have one, but I don't remember if you do.
I
could be a
pro at this. I feel like I did think I had one. I just can't remember what it was.
That's fine.
What was it? Can't remember. We'll have to. I'll have to do that one next week. And
we'll have to forget it. Oh, So I'm going to. I have a. What did Vinny do? Question. But before we get to that, so and we want everybody to listen up because we want you to guess what you think I did. I did want to give a shout out to the many fans of our podcast who have. You may, yes, I mean, because, well, this one's actually about you, but hang on 1 second.
Oh, really?
Yep. We have posted, we are actually looking for an intern to help us, a marketing intern for the podcast. For
unpaid intern.
An unpaid intern to be a partner in this and helping us grow and get better at our SEO and our, and because we need help.
That's search engine optimizer for those correct. Not in the biz.
Yeah, we want people to help us out. How do we engage with better influencers and grow our YouTube fan base? We need our fans out there to better hashtags. Everybody, please tell a friend. But I want to thank everybody who has written in. And
we've gotten quite a few queries and applications.
Yeah. I mean, I'm my second job now is being a recruiter or a.
Actually, at this point, it would be your third job.
It'd actually be my third job. So, my fifth and sixth job. Yeah. So, but thank you. Please be patient with us. We are getting back to everybody who has written in. We will get back to you one at a time. I'm doing it the best I can. Those rocks are so loud, Emily. Can you hear these rocks?
Yes.
Emily, it's too loud. So, but thank you very much. And if you didn't see the Craigslist advertisement for this position, right as Danny, where can people send in if they are interested or know somebody who is interested?
Instagram, how else can they apply? Facebook at Dad So Hard Podcast, Twitter at Dad So Hard Pod, or email dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can actually contact us on our website, wearedadsohard.com.
Great. Yeah, just and we've had a couple inbounds. I think we're getting a couple books. There's a we may be speaking to a big an author coming up.
Can I help you with it?
Yeah, we have to read the book then. Okay. Well, so this is the question, and you cannot give away the answer. This is going to be hard, Danny, because she knows the answer.
Let's hear it.
Right. So recently, this week, Emily is. If you're a dad out there of a young lady, and they are 1, 2, 3, 4 years old, they're still young kids, but they get to be 8, and things start to change, and in particular, Emily's, your skin has begun to change, correct? And you got, this past week on your face that you were upset
pimple.
About? She got her first little pimple. I know, it's nothing. So
I got one right here, right on my nose. You see it?
Yeah, Danny has one on the nose, on his nose.
A dot there.
Pimples suck. They suck for everybody. But if you have...
Yeah, I thought once I turned 20, I was going to stop getting them. And then I thought once I turned 30, I was going to stop getting them. So hopefully once I turn 40, I stop getting them. Because it's getting a little out of hand.
Yep. So the question's going to be, it says my name. It's Sunday night, and your daughter comes to you and asks, how do I got this pimple on my face.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Yeah.
Three choices here. Do I go, Emily, you look in the mirror and you say, I'm beautiful. It's a pimple. It'll go away. No. And did I say, you know what? Let's open up some soap. Let me teach you how to wash your face and then put some moisturizer on it. And then that'll work out.
Okay.
Or did I take my fingers and go, that is a massive whitehead.
Oh,
took
yeah.
Took a little warm cloth, put it on her nose, and squeezed it so all the goo came out.
Yeah, you popped it.
Don't, Emily, give it away.
You popped it.
So everybody out there, ding, ding. What is the music for? Ding, 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 ding. Think about what you think I did.
You popped it.
No.
Oh, that's
fine. Sorry, guess. Daddy. No,
you were wrong. These are broken. These don't
work. These do work. You can't hear something. You are wrong, though, but that was a good... Did I contemplate trying to pop it? It wasn't white. It wasn't white enough. It was still red.
Okay.
So I know I did it, but it's
a little toothpaste on it.
No. So what I thought I was doing is a smart thing. We have like a Garnier Micellar face cleanser. That's like a Cetaphil. It's phenomenal. So that was a standard thing we have in the house. And I said, Emily, wash your face here. Then afterwards, Emily also played with Snapchat the other day. Did an old age filter. And doesn't want to get wrinkles. Okay. So for the pimple and the wrinkles, I said, just put a little moisturizer on. So I went to my wife's closet where we have all these products.
Right.
My wife works at a beauty company. So
tell him what I did at the bank.
Will you wait?
I know. It bothers me too. It takes him forever to tell a story.
I know. So, okay. So anyway, so I opened up the moisturizer. She used it. It looks really nice, like a gold jar. Yeah. Elisa walks in the morning and Emily's like, oh, mommy, do I need to moisturize in the morning too, or do I just do it at night? And she's like, well, you don't need to moisturize at all. And she's like, well, no, Daddy made me wash my face tonight, and I'm starting to moisturize.
Oh my
God. I use this. Apparently, I gave her a $200 jar of.
And she's probably lathering it all over herself.
Well, no, she did do a T zone. She was using it very like succinctly. So, but that was the world of like.
I bet that went like, well.
I don't even know that they sell $200 face moisturizer.
Yeah, man, really. That shit's expensive. So
that was like,
pardon my French.
I'm not going to spend $5 on a moisturizer. A $200, women, our wives are spending that amount of money on face products.
Yeah, man, that's why they look so good.
I mean, I literally put hand cream on my face, and it's don't even care. At this point in my life, I'm over it.
I started a moisturizing routine. That's why I look so young.
I thought it was the lighting. This new lighting is really working for you. If anybody watches this on YouTube.
Now I know.
I didn't post. I'm going to be posting last week's episode and this week's episode concurrently on YouTube.
Oh, double whammy.
Double dose.
Now, if you're not a football fan, put the podcast up on the TV on Thanksgiving. Just a thought.
What was that, Danny? Emily was rudely interrupting you.
I know. I said, if you're not a football fan, on Thanksgiving, put the podcast up on the TV.
Yeah, what? You could have listened to it once. I think it's a different experience if you're watching it. It's a very different experience to see these faces and these mugs.
Totally reactions. Absolutely.
The other thing, just we'll tell a quick story what happened today where Emily did a big epic fail in New York City.
Yeah, because we're getting long here.
We're getting long. Oh, yeah, we are. All right, that's why I had the timer. I guess we are.
We're at like 40 minutes now.
No, I think maybe 22. I don't know.
Bullshit.
No, actually not bad. I don't think it's bad. We're running at 30. We'll find out when we record this. I taught Emily how to use an ATM today. So I had to go to the bank to deposit a check. We were at a Citibank ATM, but very close to Penn Station.
What's your code?
Because it's our garage code, our passwords to our phones, it's everything in this. Our house is that code.
So you heard it here, folks. If you get Vinny's code, you own him.
You own my life. Yeah, so
you own our family.
Yeah, you own our families.
That's phenomenal.
The Russian hackers. Russian hackers are getting the Ukrainians or the Russians, whoever they are.
That's amazing.
I don't want to forget numbers, so we like to use the same thing for everything.
Our garage too.
Okay, and we don't need people breaking in the house, taking my money at the ATM, and then robbing us. So the money, we do the thing, teach you how to do the check, hit the buttons. The money comes out. Nope. I said, Emily, give it to me to put in my wallet. And she decides to take the money in the air. And in the middle of like the ATM vestibule, it's like, look at me, everybody. I got money. She made
it rain.
Oh, I was like, this is New York City, girlfriend. A homeless person is going to jump out of the corner and like jump you and take my cash. God. I was like, give me the cash now. She's like, I got the money. Anybody want the money? I was like, who are you?
I actually don't. I like uncomfortably count. Like, I'm like looking over my shoulder.
Oh, I don't trust the ATMs. When I get that disbursement out of the ATM, I'm like, it better all be there, Citibank.
No, I always count it.
I always count fast, throw it in, and then I want to get out and go.
Yeah.
I actually had somebody who the bank gave them too much money, and then the bank tracked them down and wanted the money back. It was like $40, and the bank was like, "We know from the video camera that our ATM gave you an extra $40."
Nah, you screwed up.
I think it's nuts. So
I would probably give it back because I'm like, whenever there's fraud, you have my back. So
you're really fighting for justice and the truth in the American way.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this bad boy up.
In the office, Emily. Well, we'll talk about that next week. How's that? Listen, you got 2 weeks in the row. You got on the podcast. You got your goal.
She's just bullying her way in this thing.
This is. Who knew we had a co-host?
If you get on this one more time, Emily, you're about to be our unpaid intern.
Then we're gonna have to make you work. Yeah. Well, this episode, who knew we were gonna have a special guest star appearance? That was totally unplanned. I guess Bill's and putting her to bed with a laptop and YouTube did not work.
Nope.
But it's the night before Thanksgiving. You can always stay up.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Again, we're thankful for our fans.
Eat your whole turkey. Right. Send us, listen, next
week, guy.
We're going to get into holiday shopping and next week, send us your photos Christmas of your baby. Houses. You
should and Hanukkah mode.
And Hanukkah.
Yeah. Ideas. All right.
Peace.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Later.
Peace.